So my question for you, Tony, is the obvious one. Because Corey's right. No one had DeAndre Washington in their lineup, so it doesn't really matter, besides the Latavius Murray owners. What about next year? Is next year all we're going to talk about is DeAndre Washington or Latavius Murray again? I mean, we did it in August this summer. And DeAndre Washington was this hot rookie that's going to surpass Latavius Murray. He's better. And then really every week leading up to here, week 16, we said Latavius Murray is going to be safe. He's young. He's good. He scores touchdowns. And then this happens.
This is going to be very similar to the Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill backfield next year. I think Latavius Murray is going to be a guy that's going to get a couple, a lot of touchdowns.
Right.
And I think he's not going to get a ton of yards. Like, he's not going to amass a lot of yards. And you're going to have Washington involved in the passing game. He's going to make some run some sweeps. So it's going to make it's going to hurt both their value. I think Murray gets drafted, should get drafted because of the touchdowns. But I think it's going to be relatively close. They'll go within a round.
So interesting.
It was good coaching and by the Raiders and bad game flow for fantasy because Murray was in there early and he just wasn't getting any yardage against a bad defense. The problem with Murray, and I've said it before, is he doesn't make people miss. And DeAndre Washington was making people miss. And it made a big difference in that Oakland offense.
Michael Crabtree better than Amari Cooper.
Again.
Crabtree, 7 for 90. Cooper, 4 for 72. Can someone at this table explain to me why we're going to draft Amari Cooper over Michael Crabtree next year?
Because of the youth, the upside, the talent. He's going into his third.
You keep saying this.
He's going into his third year, but this is what it's going to be. He's going into his third year. It looks like he's hitting a wall. He could be injured. I don't know what it is.
I think he hit the wall several weeks ago.
He should be outperforming Michael Crabtree week after week. But he's not getting it. I mean, but at one point during the season, he was one of the top wide receivers in the league.
Right.
Yeah, that was like about week six.
Yeah. He fell off a cliff. It was deep in the season.
But
I don't know if it was.
No.
It's going to be interesting now, though, because a lot of that, there's two things in Crabtree's favor.
Okay.
One, he'll get the weaker cornerback if they play a team with an elite cornerback. He'll always get that.
Right.
And secondly, he had the quarterback preference. Him and Carr had a thing. Now, we've seen time and time again changes at quarterback change the wide receiver situation. So we don't know what's going to happen with Matt McGloin going forward.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I'm more looking to next year, Tony. I think these wide receivers are going to go. I mean, Cooper's going to go ahead of them. I don't know if that's right.
Cooper's going to be in the second round.
Yeah. Cooper has not had more than 60 yards receiving since week 9.
He hasn't had more than 75 yards in his last 7 games, and he's only had 2 touchdowns in that span.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Kind of what I just said, but it's cool.